You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
After a flurry of activity at the trade deadline, which included the trades of Vitek Vanacek, Nico Sturm, Jake Walman, Luke Cunningham, and Fabian Zetterlund, Sharks General Manager Mike Grier met with the media, which we present to you now in its entirety.
Max, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, obviously a busy day, but just what are your initial feelings, I guess, out of the deadline, how you feel you executed, you know, whatever plan you were hoping to accomplish today?
I think we feel good about it. What we were able to do over the last, few weeks or month, if you go back to Granlund and that deal there with Dallas. So we feel good about it. But at the same time, these are not easy days when, you know, good people leave the building and good kids and good hockey players. But most importantly, good people that left the building these last little bit. So it's not easy, but we feel like we're going in the right direction and, you know, we're going to be a better team for it. Maybe not today, but, down the road for sure.
I think reports are coming out from Steve Staios' press conference. I think he discussed how late the Fabian Zetterlund trade came together. Can you walk us through, I guess, your thinking and how that process went down and why you felt it was the right time to move Fabian Zetterlund?
Yeah, I mean, Steve and I had some conversations throughout today and, you know, had some and kind of back and forth. And I think it was a difficult trade for both sides. It was good working with Stevie on it, but it probably took so long because of, what we think about Fabian and what they felt about Zach. So, sometimes when that comes, you have kind of those two things, it's not easy for either side to part with the player. It took a little bit of time, but, we worked it out. And so as far as Zets goes, yeah. I didn't come into this deadline thinking about trading him or Wally, to be honest with you. These are kind of things that happened and come up. And, you know, for us, it was, I don't know if it's the timing, right, but what the timing was, but just something we felt like we needed to do and a fit for our roster and roster construction moving forward, to add a 21-year-old centerman who can, fit in behind Mac and Will, in this league, you can see it, in the long term, that's three pretty good centers, 21 and under, and we got Winnie here to kind of help insulate those guys, but you got to be strong down the middle, and this kid gives us something a little bit different. Size, pace, hardness, physicality. You don't find many of those types of players. They're hard to find and everyone's looking for them. So, it just worked out on both sides, and Ottawa's obviously a little bit ahead of us. So that just kind of fits in what they're trying to do now to, win now and make the playoffs and things like that. We're obviously a little bit behind them in that regard. And, we just like the way that Zach kind of fits with what we're building here and where it'll slot in the future.
Last one for me, and then I'll let the others have a chance here. With Walman and, going back to Granlund, CC, Blackwood, and now Zetterlund, these guys are all like well-loved in the room from what it seemed. Just how do you feel like the room can kind of move past this and get through the rest of the season here without some of the guys that were so welcomed in that room?
Yeah, I mean, it's we've been talking about it every deal pretty much, right? Going back to Blackie and Granny, like you said, and the last few days, good guys of Cunny, Sturmey, and Zets are all good guys and well-liked teammates and worked hard and we're a big part of things here. So the guys have done a good job dealing with it. I know it'll be difficult. It's difficult for me, so I imagine it's 10 times more difficult for them. But it's a group that works hard, and I think they'll get through it. And sometimes just getting on the ice is the best way to get through stuff like this.
Go to Curtis.
Good afternoon, Mike. Thanks for doing this here. Just want to ask about Zetterlund here. How did negotiations go in terms of a new contract? Were you guys maybe pretty far apart in terms of what the next deal kind of looked like, and did that kind of play in a role in maybe that this trade today?
No, the contract wasn't really a part of this decision. I think earlier in the year we kind of approached them with the ballpark of what we were thinking, and then I think they decided they didn't want the distractions of dealing with contract in season, so played it out a little bit, and then a week or so ago, they kind of got back to us what they were thinking, but it didn't really play into this decision at all. This was more about, like I mentioned earlier, roster construction, and things like that, where we see things fitting down the line. And it's some short term, definitely some short term pain for our group. But like I said, in the long run, you have to be strong down the middle. We feel really good about what Zach offers us down the middle, and where it fits. And what our pipeline also has is wingers who can score, and have size and can score. So we feel good about what we have coming on the wings. Some of that is Graffer up here now, and we feel good about coming to be able to replace that type of production that Zets has given us, and to add a young center on top of it. We just felt like roster construction wise, and where we're heading in the future was just a good fit.
You mentioned, you talked to us before about Zach, but you look at the numbers, people just look at the numbers and maybe determine that, maybe he's not a high-end skill type player, I guess. But what makes you confident that he could be a long-term fit in the NHL with you guys?
Well, you can't just have all Macklin Celebrini's and Will Smith's. You're not going to win. I think that's pretty obvious to most people who've been in the game. You need all types of players, all types of characters to win in this game, and that's our job, is kind of try and build a roster and put a roster together. So, no, he's not a Will Smith or Quentin Musty. Like I just said, we feel pretty good about the skill and talent and scoring we have, but we don't have that profile of someone who's, 6'3", really good skater, good details, hard, physical. We don't have that. And like I said, it's the long-term plan to kind of keep building this thing up, and that's where he fit in. So that's, whether you look at his stats and say he can score, I think there is still some offense there. But ask the Winnipeg Jets where they'd be without Adam Lowry, and see how that would go. So it's important, and we're trying to get to the playoffs. We're trying to win in the playoffs, and Zach's the type of guy you need to do that.
Jake was another player that was obviously under team control, obviously signed through next season. Why did that deal make sense right now, maybe opposed to, something maybe explore in the off season, or even try to sign Jake long term? Considering his, how much he's meant to that back end, the offense he provides to you guys.
Well, we just thought it was a price that we couldn't turn down. Stan, I know Stan well from working for him, and when he brought it up a day or so ago, we had to really think about it, because Wally's been good for us and good for our group. So, but long-term view again took on this, and we just thought it was the right decision to do it now, and kind of move forward with it.
I might have another question or two to circle back later, but obviously you traded your top defense pair from earlier this season, a 20 goal scorer from last year. How do you kind of plan to sort of fill in some of these holes now? You mentioned you really like the guys you have in the pipeline here, some of your prospects, but do you feel you're gonna you it's all gonna be internal, or do you kind of have to look to adding some more pieces to this team through trade or free agency, just to sort of continue to insulate some of your younger guys?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think on the back end, I think bringing Vinny in the other day is going to really help us, adding some size, someone who likes to defend, and someone's got some meanness to him, which we haven't had here. So I think he'll really help on the back end. But yeah, I think it's, the hope is that this is kind of the last, deadline where we're kind of shipping everyone out, and it's time to start building. We have some good building blocks with our young guys. We got some good vets here too. Toph Toph and Mario and Wenberg, we got some good vets, and we got Ecky coming on to take some leadership role as well. So we expect those guys to keep getting better internally for sure, but it's time to start also time to start building. And where that's using this capital of the first round picks we've acquired over the last month or so, and trying to go out and acquire some good players using those, and maybe even some of the prospects where it's time for us to start doing that, and dip into free agency and also and see what's out there and start surrounding these guys. And so that's kind of the idea, that this kind of phase is hopefully for the most part over of just sell, sell, sell. Now it's time to start building. I'm sure we'll still have some decisions to make down the road on players, but now the hope is to really use some of these assets and start building.
All right, thank you.
Shang.
Wondering how much did the results this year lead to this another trade line of you sending players out? Because when we spoke with you a couple months ago, you alluded to maybe the team being not quite where you thought it would be.
I think that was more results wise. I think where we are in the standings and the wins losses, I think that's kind of been the disappointing part of the group. But overall, I think the team is, it's taken a step forward. It's played better. The record may not show it, but I think the team has taken a step forward. I think everyone's documented the leads and stuff we've lost in the third period, but I think we've played a lot of good hockey and we've started to put some fundamentals into the group. So I think what you're alluding to is more of the disappointment of the actual wins and losses than the group being disappointed in the group itself.
Obviously, for the fans, they've been through a lot of short-term pain for, well, the last 5 or 6 years here. So I guess the message to the fans, is it fair to say, based on what you just told Curtis, that there is a plan this summer to just generally be, the word aggressive, right? Be aggressive in free agency and trade to get you guys out of the cellar next year.
I don't know if aggressive is the right word, but we're definitely going to try and be active and add talent to our group. That's for sure. But as I told you, I'm not going to just step on the gas completely as when we talked in January and end up having buyer's remorse on things and overpaying guys grossly with term and money. So we're definitely going to bring guys in and try and build, but I think I don't think aggressive is the right word, but we will be active.
Looking over your roster, the organization, immediately is defense the kind of the clear priority area, adding a couple of NHL ready defensemen to the roster.
Yeah, I would say so. I think we have some work to do on the back end. I think we got some guys that are taking some steps. I think Muck is the last month has kind of taken a step, or last few weeks, it's taken a step and getting adjusted to the NHL. So I think that's good stuff for as far as young players go. Henry's same thing; he's learning every day. And but it's just kind of the way our pipeline is landed and how the draft boards have been laid out in these last couple drafts is that it's kind of leaned more forward heavy. So we feel like we're in a good spot with our forward group, prospect wise, and in the AHL and in the NHL. But yeah, I would agree that our back end does need some work.
Looking at the Zetterlund deal, he was arbitration eligible, so you basically had kind of control over him for, of course, a number of years here. So, why not just kind of wait for that process to play itself out? Is that a statement for how much you like Ostapchuk and obviously the second round pick too?
Yeah, for sure. Like I didn't have any real intentions of moving Zets at all coming into this deadline. Teams had asked about him, throughout the kind of throughout the season, and it was always a no. So it wasn't something, I was looking to do. But like you said, it's all about Zach, really. how we feel about him. Our scouts have done a lot of work, and the thing that's transitioned well is our amateur scouts. They all loved him and were real high on him. And then when he's turned pro, the reports have basically remained the same as our pro guys have really, really liked him. So it's not a, you know, the second round pick obviously is nice for us to keep building, but you know, this was a deal about adding Zach and what he can bring to the organization and to the future here, hopefully for a long, long time.
And honing in on Ostrochuk, you mentioned Adam Lowry. I just want to make sure, being clear, is that are you think that could be a ceiling, or are you just talking about a type of player?
Just the type of player. I mean, I think he's, when you see him, he's big, fast. He plays hard. He's got good details for a young player. You know, he goes to the hard areas. He's physical. He'll stick up for teammates when he needs to. And you know, there's just some an element of there when you have someone like that who's got those tools to play against other teams' top players is, you know, I think it's an essential thing these days. And you know, it's something we lacked. And I think if you went back and watched his junior tape, he fought Rempe. I think everyone knows what Rempe is, and did pretty well. So not that he's a fighter or anything like that, or what we're expecting, but it just shows his character and leadership and his toughness. And you put that in the package of his size and skating, it's something that, you know, we feel like we couldn't pass up because, you know, guys like this often aren't available too often.
Okay, I just want to be fair to the kid because Adam Lowry is kind of best in class for that type of player. But one more thing about Ostrochuk that I wondered about is I've heard that he kind of, is a versatile kind of player, can play center or wing. But it sounds like from what you said that part of his value is you guys see him more as a center, you know, that position, the positional value there.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, everyone's looking for center iceman and we see him as a center. I think it's nice that, you know, he can play wing. You know, we see that with Will this year. I think you saw it with Tommy, you know, Tomas Hurdle here too, started off on the wing. So it's always good to have a little bit of position flexibility, but at the end of the day, we see him down the middle.
Thank you.
Alan, go ahead.
Mike, you had, I think, 9 players moved off the opening night roster over the last so odd months. When you came into the season, did you see that much player movement happening for you guys?
I mean, it's hard to forecast. You never know how the season's going to go. We knew we had some UFAs that, you know, where we'd see where we're at when the, you know, this time of year came around that we might have to move on from. But it's just part of the business where we are. Like I said, we're trying to rebuild this thing and grow it. And you know, when you're doing that, there's kind of a price of some guys, some veterans or players going out the door as you continue to reshape things and try and get the roster into focus of your vision of how you see it.
And you kind of, with the team, all these months, it's kind of been like, oh, is this guy coming or going when the trade deadline comes? Now that it's passed, do you also see that this can also just let the guys go out and play hockey for these final 18 and not have to worry about who's coming, who's going? This is the group you have here moving forward.
Yeah, hopefully. You know, the deadline, every player handles it differently. There's always some anxiety when you're in this situation. When you're on the other end of it, like Colorado, you're excited, right? Players are coming in and they're adding to your group and there's some excitement. But, you know, in our spot, there was definitely some anxiety from the group. I think they handled it well. But, you know, at the end of the day, these are people and human beings who have families and friends and, you know, so being traded or not getting traded or wondering if you're getting traded it's not an easy thing for the human side. So, you know, hopefully now that all this is behind, they can take a day or two to digest it and get back on the rink and play hockey, where that's usually where guys can be at ease a little bit.
And have you talked to the team yet? Or when you do you have a message that you want to tell the guys?
No, I haven't talked to them. Off day here today. I'll probably, you know, grab some guys individually tomorrow and check in with them and have a quick talk with them and see how they're feeling. Like I said, they're human beings. I'm sure there's It's not easy. It's not easy for them. And when you see teammates leave, it's not an easy thing. And especially when they're good people. So I'll check in. I'll probably check in with a few guys tomorrow and see how they're doing. But, you know, it's been a resilient group all year who's kind of worked and put their head down even when things haven't gone their way. So I think they'll be able to do the same here.
Thanks, Mike.
We'll go back to Max.
Mike, I want to ask you kind of about the decisions on, you know, you sent down a few guys to the AHL and brought them back up for playoffs. Looks like it was Graf and Mukhamudulin and looks like a Stopchuk as well, if I'm not mistaken, and Thompson. You know, there's a couple other guys who were options, Romanov being one of them. What's the thought process on maybe certain, some guys maybe going down and some not?
Well, Romanov stayed up here. Right now he's up here. So, he won't be eligible for the playoffs down there where, you know, with the goalie situation we're in. I think we brought back up, Graf and Muck came back up, and Giles is going to come in too. He's going to come up as well. And then, you know, Thompson and Jimmy, went back down with the Cuda and then kind of are going to stay down there. So, I think just the reasoning is, I think in the back end, I think we're okay. And, you know, I don't want guys sitting around here not playing. So, they can go down there and help the Barracuda, you know, with their playoff push down there. And, you know, Zach's the same way. Zach is kind of, he'll stop down there first before he comes up here. So, that's kind of the thinking. We, Graf is, you know, I think Graf and Muck have earned their way to, be up here and to be playing up here with us.
So, I mean, I guess from that with Romanov, he sounds like he's going to stay for a little bit. Do you have an update on maybe Askarov's health situation and kind of what the plan is for him the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think his rehab's going well. I think he's been on the ice a little bit. I think the plan is to kind of ramp up his on-ice activity next week. And maybe by midweek he can get in team practices, and then from there he's got to get his on ice conditioning back up and play some games down there and kind of get his rhythm back. I think at some point he'll be up and play some games up here with us. But I think he's also, you know, it's a good task for him too, and for him to, you know, get his game going and be a leader for the Barracuda down there as they, you know, push for the playoffs and into the playoffs. You know, that playoff pressure and intensity and games down the stretch to where you have to be on every night, I think is a good thing for all our players, and it's a good thing for him. So I'm sure we'll see him up top a little bit, but right now he's got to work on getting healthy again and getting his timing and rhythm back on the ice and kind of building up his conditioning before he's up top.
Maybe the last one for me, I may have more, we'll see. You know, obviously with Wallman gone and a lot of moving parts, I mean, there's a couple of guys in the minor leagues, you know, Bortolo and Kenyoni and a couple other guys who are having great seasons. I mean, do you have a plan to maybe towards the end of the year or sooner rather than later, getting them some NHL looks to kind of see some guys, maybe a guy like Kenyoni who you haven't, you know, had in the organization until this season?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be guys down there that'll get opportunities once we get going back here. Yeah, I think some of the guys down there have played well enough to earn an opportunity up here. And, you know, over the next six, whatever we got, 6 weeks or so, or whatever's left, how many games are left? Well, I'm sure you'll see some of those guys up here.
So thanks, Mike.
We have time for a few more. We'll go to Curtis.
Mike, Mario was another guy who was kind of rumored to potentially be on the move today or this week at some point. Did you get many calls on him? Was anything close in terms of maybe a deal for on that front?
Yeah, we got lots of calls on Mario, you know, but for us, nothing kind of met what we are kind of an expectation we put on him value wise, and also once you know, a little bit once the Wallman thing got done, it was, you know, I think you know, Wally leaving, you know, made Mario even more important to our group and to our back end. So Never really, nothing ever really got close with him.
I think you kind of touched on this too a little bit, but what are your expectations for this team now for the rest of the season? And is it kind of just a tough time right now for the organization with so many veteran players now, not with the team? Obviously, you have to do what you got to do as for with a lot of pending UFAs, but it's just kind of a tough time right now for the organization.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's a tough day, and when you lose these guys, but I expect the guys to go out there and play hard and play with exuberance and enjoy being in the National Hockey League. Every day in here is in this league is a blessing. So, and like I said, the group's been pretty resilient, and I think I expect nothing less of them to go out there and compete and play hard, and we'll kind of see what happens with the results. But there's still a lot of good hockey players down there in that room, and some of the young guys should bring some more energy and life to the group, because when you're a young player, you're still trying to prove yourself and prove you belong and show us what you can do, and show the other teams in the league what you do. So I expect them, I expect the guys will play hard and keep competing the way they've done, throughout the season.
Just what are your thoughts on Macklin, the way he's played so far this season? I'm sure he's met your expectations and beyond, and just how him and Will have kind of grown together so far as in their first years in the NHL.
Yeah, I think Max exceeded expectations for sure. He plays such a complete game for an 18-year-old, and competes and practices hard every night, and has high expectations of himself. And I think that's starting to drip down into the group as a whole. I think he every wants to score on every shot, wants to win every game they're playing, whether that's in a game or in practice, a small area game, and wants to be the absolute best at all times. And I think that type of attitude's contagious. And I think him and Smitty, it's been good for them to be go through this together. I think they're enjoying it. I think that's part of what's helped our group. I think they're excited every day to come to the rink and play in the best league in the world. And Smitty, I think we've seen a ton of growth in him over the last the last month or so. He's playing some good hockey, and I think these two going through the ups and downs and the rigors of a league has been great for each other. I mean, I think they're there to lean on each other, and I think we've seen lots of real positive growth in both of them. So, I think it's an exciting time for Sharks fans and our organization to kind of see what these guys are doing at such a young age and kind of imagine what they'll be doing down the road.
Is it your hope that you'll get maybe some of the players that are in the CHL right now, like Chernyshov and Musty, like you mentioned, to San Jose, maybe play for the Barracuda if it works out schedule wise?
Yeah, I think that would be the hope. We'll see. They're all I would expect Tuna and Sam that London's going to be on a playoff run. So I don't know if we'll see them. Q and Igor, there's a chance that both their teams will be in the playoffs, but you never know. When they get knocked out, I think we'd love to have them and have them experience the pro game a little bit. And a little bit of the playoff environment, and we'll throw Cam Lund in there and Havlat in there when Havlat's team's in a little bit of a promotion battle, so maybe he doesn't make it over. But Cam's team is starts hockey's playoffs next weekend, and we'll see how that goes. But there's a chance where we might look to sign him when he's done, if they're done next weekend or there pretty shortly after.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, follow up on Cam there. Is that kind of the plan here? Try to get him under contract and then over here to play some American League games?
Yeah, the plan is to get him signed, and we'll kind of go from there as whether where he goes. But I think he's an exciting prospect with some really nice tools that we're looking forward to see translate in the pro game.
I don't know if you had time to look around what happened around the NHL today, but obviously a lot of big names got moved. Some high prices were paid. Just any thoughts on just what happened around the league today and maybe yesterday too with some of the guys that got moved?
Yeah, I mean, it's just an arms race, right? I think there's maybe it's a year where there's not a dominant team out there that everyone's, looking at and wondering if they can beat. There's a lot of parity in the league. You see how many teams are still involved in the playoff race. And I think there's a, there's the last couple of days showed that there's a lot of teams that believe they can go out and win the whole thing. And they made moves to try and go do that, which that's what you do when if you think you have a chance to win the Stanley Cup. That's what we're all working towards and trying to do, and we all want to do. So, I think that's kind of what we saw here. Teams that believe in themselves made a lot of moves to try and get better and try and win the whole thing. And there's also some teams that were quiet. The Washingtons and Vegas who probably believe in themselves and believe in their team and don't think they have to do too much to it. So it was definitely an interesting trade deadline, but I just think that the league's so close that teams are going after it and trying to win.
Got time for just a couple more. We'll go to Shane to close this out.
Mike, just looking at what center and defense went for today and yesterday, and looking back at the Granlund and CC trade, just wondering, do you kind of, what were kind of the risk benefits of maybe holding to those guys a little longer?
We're happy when we made the deal. There's no second thoughts or guessing about holding on to them. We'd be having a different conversation if we held on to them and someone got hurt, right? So we got the deal we wanted. We liked the deal. We did the deal. There's no point in looking back and wondering.
Did you try to trade for a goalie? Because the decision to have Romanov up here for the kind of the remainder of the season, just kind of how does that kind of work for his development? Is it better for him to be up here, kind of some NHL reps, or better for him to be down there with maybe more games and also a chance to play in the playoffs?
Yeah, no, it's kind of a it's a good question. I think in an ideal world, we would have been able to bring in another goalie to kind of come in here and back Georgie up full time and let Romanov go down there and play. But the price was high on some of the guys that we had interest in, or teams didn't want to move their goalie depth. So it's just kind of how we played out. We poked around a little bit for sure, trying to get someone in here. But I think it'll be good for his development as well. Just to he's going to get NHL shots every time he's on the ice here. So I think that'll be good for him. And down in the CUDA, he was if Askey's down there, man on the net, and he's backing up, he's not. Unless there's an injury, he's not going to get a ton of playing time. So I think it can go both ways. But I think him getting NHL action and shots and game speed and all that stuff will be good for his development as well.
And finally for me, what can you tell us about Gabe Carrier? You guys signed him today, and he's had pretty good success this year in both the ECHL and in the AHL.
Yeah, it's been a pleasant surprise. Yeah, he's been this goes right back to the rookie camp and rookie tournament. I thought he was excellent. And he's kind of carried it over all season long. So it's a little bit of a reward for him. And also for us, it kind of gives us a little bit of insurance in case there's a injury bug goes around and bites a few of our guys that we have the option to bring him up to and if needed. So but it's a nice reward for him. He's come in and he's played really well, so we're really happy with where he's at in his development.
Be sure to stay tuned to the Sharks Audio Network for all things Teal as we embark on the remainder of the season. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.